Okay, let's start part two. You need the Val Sunday handout. Okay? It's actually called Val and Visarga Sunday, if you were to get it online for the people who are going to be listening to this. So you need your Val and Visarga Sunday handout, which is this one. It says Val Sunday on the front page. I want to review now for a while without the use of sutras. We're going to do more. We'll do more sutras next week. But now I'm not going to be using the sutras. I'm just going to be going through this chart and writing and making these vowels, vowel studies clear to you. What does Val Sunday mean when we use Sunday? In Sanskrit, it's called Samhita. We'll learn that next week.
Your voice is giving up.
I know. So, Val Sunday. Sunday. Okay, Sunday. What does that mean? When two vowels come together. Right? If two vowels come together, they're going to have to go through some sort of modification. Because in Sanskrit, you can't have a word that has two vowels together, or even if two words come together, when one word ends in a vowel and another word begins in a vowel, there has to be a sundi taking place, because in Sanskrit you don't have two vowels coming together. Okay? So that's why we have to have vowel sundi, the conjoining of vowels according to given rules. Everybody get that? So let me give you an example.
And could you just say in Sanskrit, what is the word Sunday?
Sunday means conjoining.
Conjoining,
yeah.
Okay.
Two vowels coming together.
Yeah, two vowels conjoining, coming together side by side. There will be a sutra, I don't have it on this list, that will give us a definition of Sunday. Okay, it's called Sunday, but we'll see that. Now I don't want to use sutras. I just want to refresh you all on these vowel Sundays. The first Sunday is, if you have a simple vowel coming together with another simple vowel, right? What are the simple vowels? The simple vowels are e, u, r, and r. Okay? R. What's the pratyahara for that, just for the heck of it?
Uk.
Okay. If these simple vowels come together with another simple, with the same simple vowel, with a savarna letter, okay? If these simple vowels come together with a savarna letter, which in this case would be another a or a, right? The same, if it comes together with its same letter. So if you have an a or a coming together with an a or a, an ee coming together with an ee, these are all savarna. Then what happens? It takes its dirga substitute. What does dirga mean? The long vowel. It becomes long. So if you have look at this for a minute, everybody. If I have in any order, a plus a, doesn't make any difference. If you have this vowel, one of these vowels, coming together with one of these vowels, it has to be replaced by the long vowel. Same here. It will be replaced by the long vowel. And I'll give you some examples of this. So if you have, actually there's not a long vowel, but we'll just do that for now. This isn't going to actually take place, but we'll just let it be long for now. Okay? So if you have two simple vowels that are the same, if they're savarna. Savarna means, you know, they have the same asya, the same prayatna. They are going to be replaced by their long vowel. So a plus a will be a. E plus E will be E. U plus U will be U. R plus R will be R. Okay? Do you understand? This is called vowel sundi when you have two similar vowels coming together. It's replaced by the dirga. So let's look at some examples. I'll be taking the examples off the sheet. So now if you look at here, do you see where it says, the first word says dirga sandhi? Everybody see that? Dirga sandhi? Dirga means long. Remember that we have hraswa is short, one matra. Dirga, so hraswa means short. Dirga means long. Short, long. Pluta, let's not really make that very long, just here. It's a pa with a ta, short u. Pluta means protracted. This only comes in chanting. The words you need to remember, hraswa, dirga. The simple vowels have a hraswa, which means one matra, a, and dirga, two matras. A, a, e, e, u, u, r, r, l, e, u. So, when you have a simple vowel coming together with the same simple vowel, same savarna letter, it's going to be replaced by the dirga. That's why this is called dirga sandhi. Why do they call it dirga sandhi? Because when you bring these simple vowels together, they're going to be replaced by this dirga, the second length. Do you remember when you memorized the simple vowels, everybody? When you memorized the vowel sandhi, the vowel chart? A, A, E, E, U, U, R, R, L, R, 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 R. Those are the simple vowels. You have a simple vowel coming together with the same simple vowel, long or short. It's replaced by the long, the dirga. So let's look at the example. If you see in the chart, where the first one, the A or A, plus A or A, it goes to ah. Everybody see the first line in the chart? Mm-hmm. Or ah, plus ah, or ah, goes to ah. Look at the example. Vidya, this word ends in a long ah. Right? The next word is alaya. Alaya really means a place of study. Vidya means knowledge, vidyalaya. So here we have ah and ah. You see that, Peter?
No, I'll do it one more time.
And it?
Ah.
This word ends in long ah. Vidya.
Right.
This word begins in long ah.
Right.
Alaya. So now we have an ah coming together with an ah. Yeah. Everybody see that? Sunday, when Sunday happens, you're going to see this written like this. Vidyalayaha.
So the long ah.
And the long ah.
Become one.
Yeah.
So it won't be ah.
No. It won't.
That's good that I...
It won't. It'll just be dirga. Vidyalaya. So when you hear me breaking the sandhi, remember?
Death breaks into sandhi.
Yeah. So I'll say, what I'll do is when I'm in class, when I'm breaking the sandhi, I'll say vidyalayaha. Then I'll say vidya alayaha, so that you know the two words.
Yeah.
Now I'm breaking the sandhi. Everybody see? Okay. Get it? Okay, good. So now, let's look at their number two example. This is with the E. The first one is Adi. And the second one is Ishaha. Adi is a, this is a an upasarga. It's just a little prefix that will go on a word. And then E is the beginning of the next word. Isha means the Lord. Adi, if we say Adi means overlord, the one who's the Lord over everything. So, but here you have, do you see? Adi, short E. Here you have long E. So now you have a short E coming together with a long E. That will be replaced by the long E, right? So then you're going to get, if we do the sandhi, adishaha, adi, short E, plus ishaha, long E, becomes adishaha. So the short e and the long e are replaced by the long e. Adi shah. Everybody see? Next example. Next one is Bhanu means sun. And Udaya means rise. The rising of the sun.
Yeah. What was that again?
The word Bhanu means sun. Udaya means rising. So Bhanu plus Udaya means the rising of the sun. So now you have a short U followed by a short U. Right? Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, it's the same then.
Becomes long. In all cases, let me just show you here. This is the rule. If you have a short ooh, ooh standing for any of these simple vowels, or a long ooh, doesn't make any difference, following a short ooh or a long ooh, it will always be replaced by the long ooh. So you could have U plus U. U plus U. U plus U. It doesn't make any difference whether it's short plus short, short plus long, long plus long. It's always going to be replaced by the long. Always. So that means this U plus U will be long U. And that would look like this. Banu Daya. Long U. Banu Daya. Okay? So I would be reading along Banu Daya. Banu Udaya. So I'd read it chanting along Banu Daya. Then I said, now let me break the Sandhi.
Right.
Banu Udaya. So you're just reading along. I say, okay, Banu Daya. Let me break the Sandhi. Banu Udaya.
And then, you know there's a Sunday there?
Because I tell you, well, right now I would tell you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but.
I like that, yeah.
But. Eventually, you'll know that Banu means sun. You'll know what the word means. Mm-hmm. And you'll know that Udaya means rising. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, right now, right. Now say, just understand, if you don't know what Banu means and Udaya means,
yeah.
You don't know if there's any Sunday here or if this is just one word or what it is. But as you become more familiar with Sanskrit, when you see that long ooh, you would suspect. But now, see the difference. What if you know that Banu means sun and Udaya means rising? And you see this, Banu Udaya, huh? Then in your mind, immediately, this is going to break into U and U, because you know what the words are. What?
But somehow or other, even if I don't know what the meaning of the word is,
yeah.
Somehow it's common sense kind of that what a sun, where I can break it up as a sun.
That's very true. The more you become familiar with Sanskrit,
even though I don't know the meaning of the word, somehow
it will break for you.
Yeah, because even when you're doing it before class, every class, you know, you go through it, I'm already breaking it up and seeing whether it matches with yours.
That's right. That's good. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that's becoming familiar with the language.
But I can also totally get that, like, if you know the meaning of the word,
it's spontaneous.
You know, yeah.
Well, in Sanskrit, most of the words are pretty short. They're not, they don't usually have a lot of letters in them, do they?
They can be somewhere between 2 and 4 syllables is what is a natural length for a letter, for a word. 2 to 4 syllables. Okay, look. We're going to do one more here. Just to be thorough, okay? Let's do the ra. The word pitra means father. Pitra. Ra. Okay, pitra. And renam. You know, I'm not actually sure what renam means. I don't remember if it means, it either means something like death or dharma. I'll look it up just to be thorough. Alright, take me a second. It's actually a pretty common word, so you might as well remember what it means. Common in the Vedanta. Especially when they're telling stories or something like that.
Now, should we move the chair a little bit? Because it seems you have a hard time writing it.
It's okay. Debt is one of the meanings. That's the thing I was thinking of. As the three kinds of debt. So it's a, renum is a word for debt. And it's also an obligation in general. That's where my remembrance of dharma and duty. And then the other meaning is going or guilty. I've seen renum not used as guilty, but I have seen it in the sense of going. But mostly it's used in my remembrance now as debt or duty. And so, but it doesn't matter. Right now we just want to send it. Okay? So, pitra, r plus long, renum. R plus r, long renum. Everybody see it? See the long r there? So, father, the debt of the father. We'll take it like that. Any questions on this? This is called Dirgha Sandhi. Everybody understand why it's called Dirgha? Dirgha means this length. Right? It's two simple vowels coming together that are Savarna. Remember the word Savarnam, okay? Asya Prayatnam Savarnam, okay? Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam. They're both the same. The Asya, the place where the letter is made, and the Prayatna, the effort, are the same. Exactly the same. If those two come together, then Dirgha. We'll see the Sanskrit Sandhi for the, the sutra for that later. But everybody clear on the Sandhi rule? Let's do, so we've done Dirgha Sandhi. Let's do Guna Sandhi.
Yay!
Yes! Guna. Remember? Right? Aden Gunaha. This Sandhi comes about when a word ends in an or a. So again, I'll show you the sutras for these next week, not this week, because I want the others to be here. We've done enough sutras this week. If the first member is the ending of a word, for instance, it's also within a word, but we'll just think of within a word or word ending, we'll do. If the word ends, maybe I do have to switch you over that other one. Let's see. If the word. Okay. If the word ends or the prefix ends in an a or a, either one, and it's followed by these, one of the simple vowels. You see this? I'm going to do ee first, e or e. Then it goes to its guna letter. How would you figure out what the guna letter of this would be? Well, the first thing that you would have to know, that you would have to remember, that of the guna letters, what are the gunas?
A,
O.
Sorry.
A and O. And then if you remember, also and R, and O. Okay? These are the gunas. These are the actual diphthong letters. Do you remember what this is made of?
A and E.
And what is this one?
An O.
Okay? And this would be?
I.
And this would be? Okay? A is made out of, as a diphthong, is made of A plus E. O is A plus U. R is A plus R. L is A plus L. So these are your gunas. These are your choices. So of these choices, you want to get the word, the letter that is closest to this, of the diphthong, because the, what this guna sandhi is that if you're I'm going to combine a letter of an O or A with another simple vowel. You combine the O or A plus a simple vowel, a dissimilar simple vowel. It's going to take a guna letter. Mm. Which guna letter would it take? What is the most similar? A, right? B-Y, because A is made of A plus E. So that's going to be more similar than O, which is made of A plus U.
Right.
Right? So this is going to be A. This letter A is going to be formed with a guttural. This is a guttural. And E is a palatal letter. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here I have a guttural letter. They're both vowels. They're all vibrata. They're all open letters. Vowels are vibrata in Prayatnam. But now we know this is a guttural letter. This is a palatal letter. What is the letter A? Guttural palatal. Because A has for its composition A plus E. So this is a guttural. The letter A is guttural palatal. So if you have R A plus E E, it's going to be replaced by A. Do you understand? Penny? Do you get this?
Yes.
Does everybody get it? Do you get it, Peter?
No, but it's okay. I'm following.
So like the vowel sundi and guna are so, and really are, they're all very close.
They're all very close, and it doesn't follow exactly the guna vritti chart. Okay. Not exactly.
Okay.
But because this is vowel sundi in a word, when in this situation, when in vowel sundi, two vowels are coming together. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it vowel sundi.
Mm-hmm.
When the first vowel is either an O or A, and that's coming together with a simple vowel, which is E, U, R, L, okay, a dissimilar vowel. So in fact, I used to write this like this. When I wasn't teaching it in terms of Panini, I would write like this. R, A, R, A, followed by a dissimilar, these things are dissimilar, simple vowel, okay, goes to guna. Okay? If you have an O or A followed by a dissimilar simple vowel, it will go to the corresponding guna. Now we have to know how to figure out the corresponding guna. That's why you have to think in terms of vowel families. Even if you don't know all that I'm talking about here, if you know vowel family, E, A, right? E, A, I. U, O, Ow. R, R, R. L, L, O, O. Okay? Then, you know, if you have this, R, A, coming together with E or E, this is a guttural letter. This is a palatal letter. A is guttural palatal. Right? Because A, this is a diphthong. The components of this diphthong are an E. So this is guttural palatal. A being guttural, E being palatal. Do you see it? Let's do, squash this down a little bit. What if we did A, followed by U or U? Which letter would it take? What diphthong? What guna letter would it take? If we have an A or A, followed by a U or U, what would it be?
Oh.
Why? Why would it be O? That's right.
What?
It's a component, the components of this diphthong are the guttural A and the lingual U. I mean the labial, sorry, labial U. Right? You get it? So here, guttural, labial, guttural labial. Right? So this letter is the closest to these.
Yeah.
And now if you just memorize it in terms of the guna vritti chart, you know U, O, Ow. Right? So what's the guna of U? O. What's the vritti of U? Ow. But here I want you to understand it in terms of similarity. Okay? Do you understand? Yeah?
Okay.
I have to see the knobs. Yeah, look at this one. Or a plus r or r. What would the guna letter be here? Otter. Because right, we don't just have to know what the guna is, right? And this is the guna for r is utter. Now this is guttural. This is lingual. Okay. This is guttural lingual. Right? Because r is a lingual letter. Utter. Okay. And a plus r or ill. What would that be? You see how that is? Guttural, dental, guttural dental. L is a dental letter. Okay? So you see the similarity there? Everybody okay? We're going to do some examples.
Dental.
Love is dental.
Ill is dental.
Ill is dental.
You misspoke. But you just happened to say.
What did I say?
That's right. Never mind. You said lingual.
I meant dental. Sorry. let's look at the examples. Upa plus Indra. A plus E. Not sure what that means. It could be somebody who's subservient under Indra, under the Lord, subservient. So, upa is a upasarga, it's a prefix. But all I care about here is you've got the prefix yandina, followed by a word that begins in e. Right? So, upa plus e, upa plus Indra would be, a plus e would be what? Guna, right? So we're going to have upendra. If you have a word ending in a or a prefix ending in a and a word ending beginning in e, so everybody see that? Upa, a, ending in, beginning in e. So you have upa, a, indra, e. That a plus e will become a, will be replaced by a. Because a is guttural, right? E is palatal. A is guttural palatal. So, upendra. Right? You see it? Upa, indra, upendra. Let's try another one. This one, if I have surya, means sun. Ends in a short R. The rising, and she's got the sunrise again.
Oh, a different sun.
Different sun. Bandhu. It's Surya means sun. There's a lot, Aditya. There's a lot of words that mean sun. Surya plus Udaya, the sun rising. Here you've got a word ending in A, and you have a word end beginning in U. A plus U. O. Apasu is O. This is a guttural. U is a labial. O is guttural labial. This diphthong. Okay? So this will go to Suryodayaha. The A plus the U goes to O. Surya Udaya. Suryodaya. Suryodaya. So I'm going to be reading along. We're reading a verse and I'll say Suryodaya. Well, I'm going to break the sending. Surya Udaya. Right? Suryodaya, Surya Udaya. So you're reading along. You've become familiar with the script and you're reading Suryodaya, which is how I'll read it the first time. Then I'll say, okay, now I'm going to break the sending. Surya Udaya. Surya Udaya. A pasu is O.
Oh, yes.
You get it? Surya Udaya. Surya Udaya becomes Sur yo daya. There's your O. See? Okay. So you're all doing really well. Then do another one.
You want a bet?
What I mean is, you're not freaking out.
No.
You're relaxing
right.
and enjoying.
Right.
Yes. That's what
is
you
that
need
true
to do.
For you, Edward?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, for me too.
My life has been reduced to this.
Simplicity, yeah.
This is all in the...
I don't do things anymore.
I know.
Isn't that great? Grishma? Retuhu. Retuhu. I'm not sure what it means. Grishma, I think it's the season. Retu is the season. Grishma is hot. I think it's summer. I'll have to look it up though. Grishma, but let's just worry about the. I'm sorry I didn't even notice whether I knew all of these or not when I was doing it. So Grishma a plus r. Did I see it? Grishma, Grishma ends in a. Ritu begins in r. Everyone see that? So now we have an a plus a r. Grishma ritu. A plus this vowel coming together with a R, what happens? Guna. R. So what's that going to look like? This R is going to disappear, right, and become. This is a little harder to see until you're very familiar. Can be confusing. Doesn't come up very often, so you don't have to worry. Grishma. Plus Grishma, short A, plus Ritu becomes Grishmartuhu. This is Grishmartuhu. Everybody see it? Grishmartuhu. So this A of Grishma plus R, short R there, the A plus R becomes R. There's the R. You see it?
Yeah.
So, Grishmar to who? We're going to leave out the other one. If it requires a sandhi and too much explanation, I'll do it later. it requires a certain sutra and bringing in how ra and ra are and illustrating and all of that. So.
Why do the vowels change their forms and the consonants don't?
They do it.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. They do, like.
I thought they just joined together.
Well, they split in half. That's true. They just joined together so you can recognize them. But sometimes a ta, for instance, will change to a da. Mm. Sometimes a ha will change to an aspirate, a fourth aspirate. Mm. So they do change, but they don't change.
So you had to ask.
They don't change in the same way as these do. Okay.
I have to expand my vision now.
How are you all doing? Let's see. So let's just take a look at this again. This is what we've done. I'm going to kind of sum up now. We've done the Dirgha Sandhi and the Guna Sandhi. Mm-hmm. And so these two are something that you should be able to go through, mm-hmm. memorize them, learn them. You know? Do we have any questions on those? Let me tell you something else. You know, if you go to my my Sunday handout, you should all probably have that Sunday handout. You can get it online. Let me see where it's at.
Yes, it's in the.
Let me show you where it is.
Yeah.
Because Tony might not know. If you go to the Arshakum site. Go to the Arshakuram site. Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
Then go to text.
Yes.
Then go down to See where you say, see where it says Sanskrit alphabet online course? Go to that. And then you'll see down here, Sunday, part two, Sunday Rules Course Handbook. And if you type that out, if you double-click on that, you'll actually get a really nice handout. I don't have any audio for it yet, but like here's Guna Vridhi chart is on there. Okay. Vowel Sunday, common vowel Sundays, vowel Sunday exercises. So if you went down to like here you have the Guna Vridhi chart. Okay. It doesn't have as much information as I've given you though. Some extra stuff there. And then you can see two similar simple vowels coming together replaced by their long form. Mm-hmm. And so you can look at all of these different exercises. Right? So that can help you if you want to have more exercises. And this is the second one. Ar followed by a dissimilar simple vowel is replaced by its corresponding guna letter. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of examples here in one and two, okay? You see that? And we haven't done that's 2A, we haven't done 2B yet. Mm-hmm. So if you print this out too, you'll have more examples. So if you do Dirgha Sandhi, Guna Sandhi, and then print this out, you'll have more examples. Everybody see? Okay. That's enough. Yes, we can.
No, because we have a sketch, he has to go now.
Yeah. Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om